Good afternoon. You are refreshed. You have some things you're wanting to talk about. Begin right there. You have to really want to talk to us.
Well, she really does.
Hello, Abraham. I know we have certain deep-seated basic beliefs, and I have to show you all my love and appreciation for, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago when my dad was very ill, and I was absolutely hysterical because he was the love of my life. And of course, my deep-seated belief at that time was it was over. And through your guidance and through all the learning that I learned from you, I was given a marvelous gift. And I had been taking care of him and so forth. In the last few hours, I called my son and daughter and I said, Grandpa is going to be leaving us and I want you to come with me. And it was the most beautiful gift because my father was under the influence of my mother that the intellect, if you don't see it, it's not there. But as he was going and his lungs had filled up so that he wasn't able to verbally talk to me, but he was nodding to me and I could see that he was going and he was seeing something. And he kind of winked at me like, you were right. And we had 3 hours that were just amazing, where I sang Tea for Two, which was his favorite song, and I pointed to my son and daughter, a boy for you, a girl for me, and my son and daughter telling him about what he meant to us. And another great gift was my son and daughter, who really didn't believe as I did, had turned to me and said, you know, Mom, I'm not so afraid of going after seeing Grandpa. And so I really appreciate more than I can say how you helped me believe that a deep-seated belief can be changed. And I wanted to thank you for that. And then—
And you watched your father do it during his transition.
Yes.
You were able to do it long before your transition, and your children even longer before theirs.
What a blessing.
Indeed.
And then my son was saying that my father kept coming to him. So I went to a special place and I said, Dad, can you show me some sign, please, that you're around, that you're with me and so forth. And what happened was I went to the library to register my two little grandchildren for the Mother Goose reading class. And I took one step back and I fell on hard marble. I couldn't move. They called the paramedics. I went to the hospital, and I couldn't move a finger. I couldn't move any part of my body. And instead of being upset, which I usually am, I said, oh, well, you know, my husband is a stroke.